Well, Mark, it's one of the biggest racing days in the calendar, the Derby at Epsom, and you've done something quite unique at Doncaster Racecourse. You're embracing Derby Day, but from Town Mall.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, it's quite interesting this year that with Channel 4 now doing all the racing, there's an hour's gap in the middle of the day to take in the Derby. So we've kind of jumped on it, I suppose, and all the racing from Derby will be shown live on our big screens. We're going to put the Derby actual runners and riders in the card as though it was running at Doncaster. So although you've only got seven races at Doncaster on Saturday, actually you'll have in the race card there will be eight full cards, making sure that anybody that wants to take in the Derby fixture can do so. And you never know, if Dawn Approach wins, we may just have another contender for the Triple Crown.
Mark, that was going to be my next question, really, because I suppose Derby Day is vitally important to Doncaster Racecourse because it's the second leg of the Triple Crown and it all leads to the Ladbrokes St Leger in September.
It does, and I can assure you Mike Dillon from Ladbrokes will be at Epsom, and should Dawn Approach do what we can think he will do, he'll be doing everything he possibly can to at least get them to consider it. You know, there are some questions, aren't there, whether he'll stay a mile and a half. You know, mixed opinions, I think, in the press. I think Bleeding possibly suggests otherwise. However, you know, there's horses out there that have proved the Bleeding wrong. If he runs on well, I think, and wins relatively comfortable, then we're very hopeful at Doncaster that we may well just see Dawn Approach going for the triple. And, you know, I suppose with Godolphin having, as I say, they've got a 51% share now in that horse. Last year, I really felt that Godolphin or Coolmore were definitely the two owners that would embrace the opportunity going for the Triple Crown. So fingers crossed, Dawn Approach wins, and they at least consider bringing to Town Moor on the 14th of September for the Ladbrokes St Leger.
Mark, everybody knows that it's not been the greatest of times for Godolphin. Do you think, in a weird way, that actually might work to your benefit? Because, you know, they want good news stories about Godolphin, and going for the Triple Crown, at least attempting it, would be a good news story.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I mean, you know, we can't underestimate the investment that they make in racing in the UK. You know, they've got a number of horses, probably considerably more than anyone else. And, you know, it's vitally important that they stay in racing. You know, what's happened has been uncovered. You know, there's been lots of articles written about it. Let's hope we can draw a line under that, and off we go. You know, the good thing for us was at least Enki was tested and was proved that on the day he was clean. For us, it's really about focusing on the future, and they are one of the owners, I think, that would, you know, go for the Triple Crown. So, fingers crossed, Dawn Approach wins nice and comfortably on Saturday, and all roads lead to Town Moor.
Is this the one race, then, obviously, that you'll watch more closely than any other? Because until we get, you know, the winner of the Guineas, we don't even know if it's a possibility of a Triple Crown. So I suppose you'll be there chewing your nails, screaming Dawn Approach on, and hoping that it works out for Jim Bolger.
We'll definitely support him. I don't know that I'll be screaming or chewing your nails. But we show a big interest in that. You know, we always watch the Guineas to see what's won the Guineas. Often, well, it's not unusual, is it, that the Racing Post trophy winner often does well in the Guineas, like Camelot, and then goes on another a cracking Derby, and then hopefully we get them in July in the entries for the Ladbrokes St Leger. So, you know, we're all hopeful. It's not many years, you know, if he was to go for it. You know, I can't remember the last time, 2 years on the trot, that a horse went for the Triple Crown, but hopefully I'm proved wrong on Saturday.
Let's talk about your card on Saturday, those seven races. Are you pleased with the card you've got? First race, 2 o'clock, last race, 5:50?
Yeah, we are. I mean, I thought the entries were a little bit light. We had 135 entries, so to get over 70, actually, decorations is a good number. We missed out on an eighth race by, I think, four horses, so a slight disappointment. We would have loved to have had eight races on Saturday. However, you know, we've got some competitive fields. Some good two-year-olds. It'll be interesting. You know, I think it's a good betting race card, really. I think, you know, we've got some of the good yards represented. Obviously, the top jocks are all down at Epsom for the Derby, so some opportunities for some of the up-and-coming and some of the more established jockeys to come to Town Moor. And it's a busy old race, ain't it? There's a lot of racing on Saturday across the country, so fingers crossed we have a competitive day.
And Mark, fingers crossed, the weather says dry temperatures around 20 Celsius. That's not bad, is it?
We'll have that. No doubt about it, Ben. We'll have that. And we've also got the Goodfellows playing on after racing as well in the grandstand hall.